Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
The Chief Information Officer role, or the CIO, is one of the hottest professions in the tech space. However, a lot of CIOs get fired. But why is that? Why do CIOs get fired, and what can you do to avoid getting fired if you are an aspiring or a current CIO? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling, and I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And one of the common people that we work with at our clients is the CIO, either the CIO or the IT director, the vice president of IT, maybe the chief technology officer. I'm sort of using those terms all interchangeably to basically represent the leader of the IT group or one of the core leaders of the IT group. And while I might use the word CIO here today, I'm going to talk about why leaders of IT organizations oftentimes get fired. What is it that they do wrong? And what are some of those common pitfalls that CIOs step into when they're going through their transformation or just doing their day-to-day jobs? And as I'm going through these points here today in this video, one of the common themes you'll hear is that a lot of times ignorance seems like it might be bliss. A lot of times CIOs don't know certain things, or they have blind spots that lead them down the path of failure, which ultimately leads them to be terminated. So that's what I want to do today, is talk about what are those things you can do to avoid some of the pitfalls and risks of being a CIO. And for more best practices and lessons around being a CIO, but also around managing transformation within an organization, I encourage you to download our Digital Transformation Report. It's an annual report we publish each year. It contains a number of best practices and lessons learned from organizations, including CIOs, that have gone through digital transformations. So I encourage you to scan the QR code in front of you to read that paper, or you can use the links that I've included in the description field below. One of the common early fatal mistakes that CIOs make is that when they're going through a digital transformation or leading a transformation, they have the mentality that no one ever got fired by hiring, insert name here. It could be that they think that choosing a software solution like SAP or Oracle or Microsoft, one of those really well-known brand names, is going to ensure success. Or it could mean that they choose a consulting firm or system integrator that's very well-known, a company like Accenture or Deloitte or KPMG, for example. Those are examples of situations where CIOs think that they're making a safe bet. They're choosing a vendor and or a system integrator that ensures that they won't get fired. And we often hear that exact phrase from CIOs, that no one ever got fired by hiring whoever it is. The only problem is I can name a lot of people that have been fired for choosing any one of those big name vendors. And so the one thing that you need to recognize is that the cachet or the size or the name recognition of a software vendor or a system integrator is largely irrelevant in my mind. I see no direct correlation between levels of success or failure as it relates to size of organization or the established name recognition of those software vendors. So when you're going through your evaluation process and you're determining who the right partners are to work with, it's important that you look well past the name recognition and perceived quality of these different vendors and look to which one is the best cultural and functional fit with what it is you're trying to accomplish as an organization.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. learn more about us, and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another common dynamic we see that leads to failure with CIOs is to defer too much to outside software vendors and consulting partners. Too often, CIOs, largely because they have blind spots or they just aren't 100% comfortable, will defer to what software vendors or consultants might tell them. For example, they might suggest an unrealistic timeline that they stand behind, but the reality is that timeline is largely unrealistic, for example. In this example, the software vendor isn't the one that has to live with the consequences or live with the results. In fact, it's probably going to be the CIO that gets fired when things go wrong because that timeline was never accurate. Or another dynamic we commonly see with CIOs is they start drinking the vendor Kool-Aid. They believe so strongly in the sales pitch from a software vendor that they're willing to bet their careers on it. Or they believe so strongly in buzzwords like best practices or the ease of cloud deployments or the benefits of low-code, no-code software or the automation that artificial intelligence might bring to the table. They believe so strongly in these concepts that they don't really add a dose of reality to it and make it realistic for their organizations. And that commonly will lead to failures in the project, which will then ultimately lead to a failed career for many CIOs. So it's important that you take vendor sales messaging with a grain of salt and that you add your own dose of reality and add your fingerprints to what a transformation might look like for your organization to ensure that it's aligned with your realities and aligned with who it is you're trying to be as an organization going forward. Another fatal mistake that CIOs make, along with other executives from organizations, I might add, is that they treat digital transformations as technology projects. They get enamored by the technology, they get focused on bells and whistles and cool features of new technologies, which is important, but that can't be the only focus. What's more important is a clear understanding of what the business needs are, what it is you're trying to accomplish as an organization, and ultimately how technology is going to help you get there. And this may, by the way, entail cutting scope or ignoring certain cool technologies or certain new advancements that just aren't relevant to your business. Another mistake within this thread is that CIOs don't think a whole lot about the organizational or the human dynamics of a transformation. They think because technology works from a technology perspective, it's likely to work for the business, and this may or may not be true. The best CIOs I've worked with are actually the ones that know the least about technology. But they are the ones that know a lot about operations, they understand the business they work for, and they understand the value and the importance of the human or organizational sides of change. I'll take someone that knows the organizational and operational side of things, but isn't very strong on the technology side. I'll bet my money on that CIO any day versus the one that knows a lot about technology, but doesn't care or focus as much on the operational and organizational side of things. So some of the biggest career failures I've seen from CIOs are the ones that focus too much on technology and not enough on the operational and human aspects of change. Now, because the human or organizational change aspect of transformation is so important to CIO success, I encourage you to download our guide to organizational change management. I don't have time to dive into this video into all the different best practices and strategies from a change perspective, but if you download this guide, which you can read by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, it'll share a number of best practices and lessons for change initiatives as it relates to digital transformation. You can also download that guide along with other resources that I've included for you in the links in the description field below. Now, the final big mistake that we commonly see CIOs make is a failure to recognize and mitigate business risk during transformation. This sort of gets back to the other point I made about the myopic focus on technology and the failure to focus on organizational and human aspects and operational aspects of change. But it's a little bit different in that it's broader. It's a failure to recognize that there are risks in the project, and it's a failure to understand the magnitude of the risks, and it's a failure to mitigate the risks along the way. I'll give you an example. I had one CIO that I worked with a few years ago that was implementing Oracle in the ERP system. It was Oracle EBS at the time, before the newer versions of Oracle came out. And this CIO had worked with Oracle before at a previous employer, believed strongly in the capabilities and the advantages of working with Oracle, and he sort of downplayed the risks of the Oracle solution. Now, this new company that he was working at now was a highly tenured organization. It was a very blue-collar, well-established organization with people that had been around for a long time, and they were moving off of a very old, homegrown system. So he failed on a number of fronts. He failed to recognize the magnitude of that change, going from an old legacy system to a more modern Oracle system. And he failed to recognize the risk of Oracle as a product solution because they were using a product that was so different from Oracle in the past. So he conflated or confused his past experience with Oracle and assumed that his past positive experience with Oracle and the way he managed that implementation would work at this organization, but it didn't. Now, this particular CIO did not get fired, at least not yet, but he did lose a lot of credibility within the organization, and it really slowed down some of his efforts and initiatives that he was pursuing. So these are just a few things to keep in mind as you're navigating your career as a CIO, or if you're an aspiring CIO, these are things to be aware of as you climb up the corporate ladder and your quest to become a CIO. Now, for more best practices and lessons on how to be successful in digital transformations, which most CIOs are involved with at this point, I encourage you to download and read our Digital Transformation Report. It's a report we publish each year that covers a number of transformation best practices, tips, and lessons learned, as well as independent software reviews and rankings to help you through your transformation project. You can read that report by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, or you can go to the links below, which include a link to that paper as well as other resources that I think will help you through your digital transformation journey. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.